Can I have a chance to talk?
Yes, yes, the floor is yours.
Okay, first of all, I'm sick and tired of people saying the Syrian people want the Syrian regime and the other are just insurgents. What are the others? They are Iraqis or Lebanese or what? They are for Syrians as well as the Syrian regime. They don't want the Syrian regime, and it's not me who's saying it. It is Russia and China who's saying it. So stop saying if Russia and China recognizes that these people who are so-called supported by America, which is totally untrue, by the way, because America is not even funding them anymore. If Russia and China recognize that these are legitimate opposition to Syrian regime, who are you sitting out there in the United States to say that they have nothing to do with it and the Syrian regime is legitimate? The United Nations recognizes that the Syrian regime is not legitimate. And you sit here and you tell me it is legitimate?
The United Nations has committed crimes against the people of Libya, and the United Nations is ignoring genocide in places like West Papua. The United Nations has often served the interests of the powerful Western European capitalist nations against the majority of the people
now,
in the world.
Excuse
the United
me.
Nations
now,
at one point didn't
talk,
recognize
if
China,
if,
so
if,
don't
if,
put
as far
the
as
United
concerned,
Nations as just a clear,
as far as
fair,
concerned,
open,
United
and
Nations
honest
does
broker.
Not exist.
That is not the case, and particularly it's not the case for Africa.
What is your opinion about the United Nations is irrelevant. Your opinion about the United Nations is irrelevant.
My opinion, no, I'm
because
talking about facts,
the opinion
sir.
Of Russia,
what's
China,
happening
the U.S.
in Libya right now, people are being murdered in Libya who had the same thing happen to their country as what's happening to Syria. There's a full-scale revolt going on in Libya and the people are being killed by NATO bombers and Qatari-paid
very
people.
Well. So as far as you're concerned, as far as you are concerned, the U.N. is irrelevant, right? Now, if we are talking about Geneva, we are talking about the United Nations.
Many times
if you
the
think
UN
the
is, irrelevant
is irrelevant
when it comes down
then you
to the
can
human
tell
rights
this to Russia
of the
and
poor
China.
Black, brown, and yellow people,
when
the Rohingyas. Yes,
so
oftentimes
UN
it is irrelevant. It often is
the
irrelevant,
UN is relevant,
and the Security
to you,
Council of the UN
otherwise?
Is too small. It needs to include more nations. So you may like a white supremacist bias
and
how
right
the United
now,
Nations
is
run. I'm opposed to
this
it, and I'm not a Hawaja
right
like you
we
are.
Have the Security
I'm very
Council,
clear, and I know who I am, and
bombers.
I want human rights for everyone.
Okay.
You are not clear. You have a UN Security Council that includes five permanent members.
Let's talk about one of the members.
You're telling me that it is irrelevant.
Let me jump in here quickly.
You don't seem to get it.
Let me jump in here quickly.
You know right from wrong? Yes, I know that you are wrong, and you know that I am wrong. What's that?
Tell us about right or
wrong.
You accept it when it's relevant to you. You don't accept it when it's irrelevant.
Okay, let me come in here, since we're talking about right or wrong. Just a second,
and
Randy
you
Short.
Can yell all you Jihad Morikade. Make you correct.
Jihad Morikade, tell us what you
and
think.
Bellicose.
I'm going to let you continue, Randy Short, in just a second when I get an answer with Jihad Morikade. Jihad Morikade, what do you think about one of the countries that tried so hard to, behind the scenes especially, to bring these two sides together, and that's the United States, of which you talked about there briefly. Why would the U.S., I'm curious, of two things. Why would the U.S., first of all, announce that they're sending arms and they've upped the quality of the arms, the type of equipment they're sending. Why do they announce that during these talks that they're going to send it to what they call the so-called moderate opposition or the moderate fighters on the ground? And within the same week, we were having the Intel Chief James Clapper coming out saying that, you know, arming insurgents is something that is going to backfire on countries, especially Al-Qaeda, ISIL, Jabhat al-Nusra, who has announced that they're going to, they have in their plans to attack the United States. So I'm trying to read into these two developments. What's your reading into it, especially the fact that they would announce this in the same week? They could have waited after the conference, couldn't they?
That's a very good question. First of all, I'll return this question the other way around. We both agree that there are two parties sitting at the conference table, the so-called Syrian government and the opposition. The so-called Syrian government is being armed by regional powers as well as by Russia. Do we agree to that? Now, is there any problem for the opposition to be armed by the other side? That's question number one. Question number two, there are different levels of opposition. For example, Daesh is an instrument of the Syrian regime. This, everybody knows it now. Daesh controls the oil-producing areas of Syria and sells oil and oil products to the Syrian regime. The Syrian regime is hand-in-hand with Daesh. In fact, they don't even fight each other. Second, al-Nusra. Al-Nusra is directly related to Ayman al-Zawahiri, who is al-Qaeda leader. When al-Nusra was asked to join Daesh, Ayman al-Zawahiri said, do not join Daesh, because Ayman al-Zawahiri thinks that Daesh is part of the Syrian, not regime, but Syrian regime plan. With the Americans trying to help out those opposition forces, which are not, and they were very specific, which are not connected to any extremist Islamist group, okay, I am going to bow to them and lift my hat to such a responsible attitude by the United States of America, because the United States of America is not going for the kill, it is going for a responsible decision of not arming people who are extremists.
Randy Short, your reaction to what James Clapper said, I'm curious how dangerous this has become in terms of what he called Jabhat al-Nusra having plans to attack the United States. I mean, the country supporting these terrorists financially and in terms of arms should be dealt with, don't you think, such as Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey?
Well, you know, this, the United States, where I sit, is the people are suffering here because of allegedly all these wars with al-Qaeda. It seems beyond stupid to give anything to any group of people that could possibly threaten the lives of people anywhere. Let's start, first of all, with threatening the lives of people in Syria. This government should be promoting peace. There has to be a way in which, if they want to see a change, to find some way other than the force of arms. It has not worked. And therefore, helping people from multiple countries, all these folks are going to do is go to other countries and fight and kill. If they win, they'll be encouraged to do more. If they lose, they'll go back to where they came from, and they will try to use the same violence. It's not a good thing. It's a horrible thing for everyone.
We're going to have to unfortunately end it there. Thank you very much. You were just listening to Randy Short, political analyst there from Washington. And you also heard from political commentator Jihad Markadeh from Beirut. And thank you for watching another edition of The Debate. From me, Taghi Al-Tahrir, and the entire team in the capital of Tehran, it's goodbye.